second parak of Arla Mishnah Tesis is continuing the concept mentioned in the previous Mishnah. When you have a sourdough which is going to a type of yeast, and this will cause the bread to leaven and rise properly. So we saw before that if you had a full amount of chum and a full amount of chulin, it will be of the sourdough, which simultaneously causes the bread to leaven, will be awesome. Now we have a slightly different case. You already put in your sourdough into your, which was regular chulin, into your dough, and it already caused it to leaven. So basically, you don't, now if you're going to add more sourdough, it's just going to spoil it because it's going to be overly leavened. So then after it already leavened and rise, then the star of Truma fell into it, so more of the sourdough of Truma fell into it, or social Klai Kerem, or the sourdough of Klai Kerem, the Yesh Bosh Chametz, and that also has enough to do the same thing that the first Heter sourdough did. Still it's also according to the Chachomim. Rabbi Shimon Mata. Now why is Rabbi Shimon permitted? Rabbi Shimon says that if it already has enough, and it already produced a result, and now you're adding more, it's going to be too sharp, you're not going to be able to eat the bread, the dough is going to be too sour. So therefore, it's called Noisin Tamas Gam. If the flavor that this is going to add is detrimental, then it doesn't answer. That's Rav Shimon's story. And Chacham generally agreed to it, as we saw in other places. But over here, Chachamim answer. Why? Because the special thing about dough. The dough, if you make it too strong, then the whole dough will become a sourdough. So it will still have a use as a sourdough for making other breads. And therefore, even though it may not be so edible after you do this, but still, since it has a positive effect on the dough, and it's making it into something useful, there it's a dough. This happens to be the same idea. But even the dough is not edible, but since it has a koya, to be machamis to other eaters, it can leaven other breads, it becomes itself a sourdough, that is still also. So we talk in here like the Chachomim, and once again, if you, even though the dough was already leavened beforehand, it's a measure that could leaven it again, if Truma fell into it, it will become awesome.